Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called Max and the Tag Along Moon.
Well, I'm just saying this, AKA the boy and the moon.
The boy and the moon, yeah, Max is a boy. And the tag-along moon, I wonder what that means. Let's find out. The story was written by Floyd Cooper. And it is read today by Mommy and...
FedEx guy.
The FedEx guy.
What?
Oh, you always crack me up.
My name is the FedEx guy.
Welcome. Thank you, the FedEx guy, for your special deliveries of this book. Let's read it. Max and the Tag-Along Moon. One night, as Max was leaving Grandpa's house, he reached up to give Grandpa a big hug goodbye. In the sky, behind Grandpa, appeared a big, fine moon. Look, Grandpa, the moon.
That old moon will always shine for you. On and on.
Grandpa and Max gazed quietly at the big moon together as it embraced them in soft yellow light.
Wow.
Max smiled at the moon and Grandpa, then climbed into the car.
Bye, Grandpa. Bye, moon.
As the car pulled away, Max kept his eyes on Grandpa until he disappeared from sight, and all he saw was the moon. Max kept his eyes on that moon, waiting for it to disappear too. The long ride home was swervy, curvy, this way and that, all the way. And the moon seemed to tag along. Have you ever noticed the moon does that?
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Very observant.
It's like playing tag and the moon's it.
Mm-hmm.
And the boy and his mom are nodding.
Max giggled as he watched the beautiful bright orb flicker through passing trees, trailing behind the car as it traveled home this way and that, playing peekaboo. Up a hill, down a hill, the moon was ever there. Over a bridge, around a curve, the moon bounced along. Around a tree, past a field of sleeping cows, the moon stayed quietly with Max. So it's with him the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Through the small town with roundabout streets, Max gazed as the moon kept up. At the end of a tunnel and out the other end, Max smiled when he saw the moon there waiting. Wow, even through the tunnel? It didn't go away? Let me ask you this. When you close your eyes, does the moon go away?
Mm-mm.
No, it's still there even if you can't see it?
Yeah, it's everywhere if you can't see it. Like right now, the moon's here.
Wow. But the sun is still out right now where we are.
But still, it's...
The moon is still there? Wow.
The moon is never gone.
Dark clouds tumbled across the night sky. The stars and nightingales all faded away. Max searched the darkness and wondered, where is the moon? Grandpa said it would always shine for me. Finally home, Max took one last look up at the empty night sky. I guess that old moon couldn't shine for me all the way home. Upstairs in bed, the room was dark. Max felt alone. He missed Grandpa. He missed that tag-along moon. And then slowly, very slowly, Max's bedroom began to fill with a soft yellow glow. The clouds faded away and the moon peeked through. Ah, Max gazed up at that magic ball of light and thought about what Grandpa said. That old moon will always shine for me, on and on. Max knew then that whenever he saw the moon, he would think of Grandpa, on and on. And he slept soundly, embraced in soft yellow light. And do you know why the moon looked like it was following him?
Why?
Because the earth is shaped in such a way that we've got hills and curves and stuff, right? And so as we are going on in our orbit, right, the moon is also doing its orbit. And it's kind of, for a while, quite parallel to us. That's why we have the moon at night. And then we have the sun in the morning, right? When the moon sets down, because our planet is turning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the most amazing thing is that wherever we are, the night sky is still above us when it's nighttime. So it can feel like as we are moving, the planet is also moving and the moon is also moving. And so it feels like it's always with us.
Oh.
Yeah. It's pretty fascinating stuff, huh? And yeah, the moon will always be there, because if it's not there, we've got big problems with our gravitational pull. We gotta have it there for science. And that is
the end.
The end.